Hi, this is Susan Smith-Nash, and I have a new series to start working on, and this is sort of the Los Cabos whatever series. It's totally in progress, so stay tuned and just kind of go with it, because it's definitely going to change and evolve, but I think it's a lot of fun to put different versions up on the web. Hope you agree. Anyway, this is the first episode. Here it goes. I truly do not know what I was thinking. How on earth did I think I'd get away with it? In theory, the man you've pledged your eternal, undying love has a right to know who you really are, right? I threw all that to the wind. I wrote off the contradictions as the aftermath of a traumatic childhood. I seeded the road of life with distractions. They were tacks designed to puncture the most robust tire and to disable the most advanced vehicle. And now I'm sitting here in a ridiculously expensive hotel suite in an exclusive resort in the Zona Turística of Los Cabos, Mexico, and I'm wondering what to do with the Hartman carry-on luggage that was just delivered to my room. "We apologize for the late arrival, Senora," said the young man who brought the tapestry-patterned wheeled carry-on to me. He lingered by the doorway until I gave him $10. Ordinarily, I would have given him $2. I had a bad feeling about this, though. I wanted him to go away quickly. It turned out my premonitions of doom were completely on target, as usual. I opened up the bag, and it contained $319,350. Yeah, it was a weird amount. I thought so, too. But that's what it was. I counted it at least 4 separate times, the last time keeping a tally on a notepad since I no longer trusted myself to think in a linear fashion. The only response to having $300,000 like that delivered to your hotel room was to respond in a very awkward way. I wasn't sure what to do. So I have to say, the only response to having $319,350 delivered to your hotel room as though it were a limp salad and pile of soggy tortilla chips was to think highly uncomfortable thoughts of self-gratification, followed by a midnight stroll into the most ineluctably deadly of riptides, the same tides that crashed into the place where the Pacific Ocean collides with the Sea of Cortez and makes a ravishingly beautiful chaos of history and economic exigencies, which could only be translated to a guttural, grunting monosyllabic response that sounded eerily like the word rage. But hey, who cared about that? Intellectualizing aside, the darkness comes to us each and every night, and we have to tell the truth. Of course, this has nothing to do with people nor humanity. It has to do with the way that I'm going to be asked to reconcile the accounts. Eventually, I will have to turn the rock over. I'll have to let the world see the maggot. But first, there is a little issue. This slightly pesky reality. I've got more than 300,000 crisp, almost pristine dollars in my hotel room, and for all the world knows, I'm a geologist who works for her father, a slightly nerdish woman who wears plain dark clothing and thick, almost, but although fashionable, glasses. I'm in my late 20s, but people always think I'm either much older or much younger. The more viscerally inclined of the male species immediately detect the cognitive dissonance in such a such presentation as the one I make. Some would like to think that all modestly dressed women are voluptuous to a ghastly degree, and they imagine Pamela Anderson breast implants, liposuction, and collagen injections. Even for the woman who has not undergone pain in pursuit of the beauty myth, there is the psychological pain that comes with always measuring yourself and finding yourself lacking. I admit it. I have tried some procedures. Their purpose was served a full 5.5 years ago, and here I am, stuck with what I imagined to be hyper-voluptuous lips, outrageous curves, and mental programming I will never be able to cast aside. I sigh, I modulate my voice, I inhale, and pause pregnantly. And, well, what difference does it make? If I do not figure out what to do with this $319,350 that was delivered, probably erroneously, to my room, I will most likely be hunted down and eliminated. Not by a high-dollar hitman, but by an ugly, cut-rate, pockmarked, and sweaty cleaner who will off me and then obliterate my face with acid, my body with a close encounter with the tiburones that dance with wolves, oops, I mean whales, just beyond the crazily beautiful arches off San Lucas that find their way to each and every tourist, timeshare, and retirement condo brochure. I can disappear with this bag, can't I? Will this cash buy me a life that will last longer than a year? In a few days, I'm supposed to go back home. I'll tell the people who love me that I had a great time. I'm not sure what I'll tell the person who had the misfortune to pledge his undying love to me. Will I tell him that our entire relationship has been built on an intricate web of lies? Will I tell him that nothing I've told him is true? Will I admit to him that I'm not even from the state I claim to be from? Do I admit that I do not even possess the family members I claimed? Does he deserve to know that the person he had grown to love is charmingly contradictory, was, in reality, not contradictory at all? She was simply keeping one step ahead. None of that helps now. My stomach is throbbing, threatening to shove itself through my ribcage. This is not the first time this has happened. Perhaps that is what is disturbing me most. Thank you for listening. This has been The Fringe Journal, part one of a new series. I'll talk to you soon.